Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today, 15 concepts that Scott Becker is keeping an eye on and I think are important to keep an eye on as well. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, SureTest and Artisight, two great companies. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Having a child with cancer is one of the most painful and difficult situations a family can face. In 2023, to celebrate 5 years at This Week Health, we are giving back. We will be partnering with Alex's Lemonade Stand all year long. We have a goal to raise $50,000 from our community. We are already up over 11,000, and we're asking you to join us. There's two ways you could do that. One is that you could hit our top banner on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Click on the Alex's Lemonade Stand, go ahead and give money on the Lemonade Stand site itself. The second is we have a drive. We've been doing drives every month. And for the month of March, it has to do with the Vive conference. My producer happens to have a service dog. We're bringing the service dog with us to the conference. And the service dog's name is Captain. And if you see us with Captain, get your picture taken with Captain at the Vive event. Go ahead and post it to social media and tag us, This Week Health, in the post itself and everyone who's in that picture. If it's 10 people, if it's 100 people, we're going to give $1 for every person who is in that picture to Alex's Lemonade Stand to raise money for childhood cancer. I want to thank three great sponsors who are making this drive possible, and they are Artisight, Order, and SureTest. And we really appreciate them stepping up and being a part of this campaign. All right, so Scott Becker posted a LinkedIn post that I think is really interesting and worth taking a look at. And he captures 16. Did I say 15? I said 15 earlier. It's 16. 16 concepts that he is keeping an eye on based on some of the interviews and conversations that he's having. And I was reading these and I thought, this is worth sharing with y'all. So I'm gonna do that. Number one, the era of cross-subsidization is coming to an end. Health systems and providers were traditionally paid more by commercial payers and less by government payers, so they made margin via commercial business. Now the commercial payers don't pay nearly as much and have more power. Further, government payers comprise more of the revenues, but at lower reimbursement rates. Further, services used to subsidize poorly paying services are often moving out of the health system. Wow, there's an awful lot in that. One is, hey, your commercial payers are more powerful. They're giving you less money. Your government book of business is growing and they're paying less money. And the things that you used to make money on is now getting cannibalized and people are taking it outside your health system. Definitely worth keeping an eye on. Number two, health systems are seeing leakage of better paying businesses to all kinds of sites and competitors. And we've been talking about that for quite some time, that the competition's heating up and we have to be better. I'm just gonna keep commenting on these as we go along. We have to be better at the consumer aspect of our business. And we've known this for the better part of almost a decade, and now it's time to put up or shut up. We have to be good at the consumer aspect, knowing our consumer, creating convenience, access, you know, digital experiences. It all matters, right? And number three, there's a massive competition for doctors and nurses and staff, and not enough of these people. 1 million plus doctors against a quickly growing population and aging population, i.e. 330 million and growing. Number four, Medicare Advantage has become usually financially helpful for huge payers and a few health systems that got out in front of this. It's not so helpful to the others. There's also a huge increase in Medicaid managed care. All right, so again, we've been talking about this for a little bit. And the systems that got out in front of this, the systems that are getting first dollar, and I don't think it's too late to get into this game. I think you have to get into this game, in fact. You have to start offering products to your market, and a lot of health systems have shied away from this or get very strong partnerships with local players if they exist. Number five, systems are looking at how to redefine how they do work to be more efficient. I think Mark Zuckerberg and the year of efficiency, right? So health systems are hyper vigilant on efficiency. Number six, health systems need to often decide if investing in tech people or capital projects. Tech people or capital projects. There's no commas in this because it's social media. Health systems need, number six, health systems need to often decide if investing in tech people or capital projects and what mix. That's always been the case. Not sure that's new. I'm going to skip number seven because it's an ad. Number eight, all systems are working hard to automate as well as retain and recruit and need to invest in technology to make the delivery of care a great mix of people and technology. Absolutely. Let's see. Number nine, value-based care keeps evolving largely because systems and payers can make money that way. The actual benefit to the healthcare system as a whole, as it actually works today, is a great question. Form follows finance as much as follows function. Thank you, Bill Hercules, for this concept. Number 10, because health systems remain the backbone of our safety net, we will see a concept evolved of too big to fail in healthcare. Health systems are the backbone of the safety net. That is likely true and brings up a whole host of questions. Like, are they going to help this health system or that health system? Are they going to help rural health systems? Are they going to help academic medical centers? Who are they going to help? Becomes an interesting question. The antitrust authorities are misguided in taking aim at hospitals. Interesting. Number 12, inflation in staff and other costs remain very serious. And he notes Michael Dowling's work to stem gun violence. And let's see. I'll skip a couple of these, go to the last one. Overall, health systems are incredibly mission-driven and face often an exhausted and dedicated workforce and numerous challenges as costs go up, reimbursements stay flat, and good business moves out. There it is in a nutshell, that right there. One is we have great people, we're mission-driven, and these are good things. The people are exhausted, the workforce is exhausted, and they're facing many challenges. And that's one of the challenges we have in front of us. And the main crux of the challenge is our costs are going up, our reimbursements are not, and we have business that continues to move out as, you know, new and alternative options pop up. So I thought I would share those. Those are worth putting in your head. These are a result of his interviews. I have similar lists from the interviews that I do. He interviews a little different group of people than I do. And I think this is just, if you're in the conversations which require you to understand the business of healthcare, this is a great list to have in your head. Again, it was a Scott Becker's post on LinkedIn, worth taking a look at. Well, that's all for today. If you know of someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. I'm serious here. Think of it right now. Who could you forward a note to and say, hey, you should be listening to this channel. I'm getting a lot out of it. I'd love to just talk to you about some of the stories that they cover. That would really go a long way in helping us to continue to create content for the community and events for the community. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher, and I could go on and on and on, because anywhere that a podcast can be listened to, we're already out there. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders, SureTest and Artisite. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.